Brookline Police Dispatcher Hunt.
Good morning. I want to make a basic police report.
All right, just stop it right there. All right.
What's he complaining about? That's what I want to know.
He's making a basic police report. He's talking very slow. Oh, God, what could it be? It could be a
Dan. What's his problem? Just guessed trash and recycling.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're not. Yeah, the trash man left trash. But
I'm going to guess a rabbit in the front yard.
I'm going some sort of noise complaint.
Okay.
You guys are all, you know, these are great answers. You would never in a thousand years guess this.
Oh, we can't. Okay.
But you're all like sniffing around. I mean, out of the hundreds of calls I've listened to, I mean, that's just like white noise now.
So you're saying those all look like capital crimes compared to what we're about. Okay.
This is just, all right.
Brookline Police Dispatcher Hunt.
Good morning. I want to make a basic police report, if I could.
Okay. We don't take any reports over the phone, so it would have to be at the station to come in, or we can come to you. Are you home or at work?
Well, I'm at home now. So,
okay. And what's the report for?
It's for a found fire hydrant.
It's for
Forgive
a what?
Me. Forgive me. My neighbor last night after midnight lugged into our condominium a fire hydrant.
Okay, all right. This is the Jerky Boys. This is a Jerky Boys. Wait, how did he refer to the fire hydrant?
Found fire hydrant. Yes.
So he's saying that he found a fire hydrant
in his building.
In his building,
yes.
His neighbor detached a fire hydrant from the street.
Didn't bring it into the guy's apartment, just brought it into the building.
Yeah, it's like a goof.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not a fireman, but I'm guessing those are rather hard to detach from the ground. Not just for their weight, but also for the way they're anchored, considering that they put out gallons and gallons of water at a very rapid pace. I'm guessing, too,
people would know it was gone because, the gigantic spray in the sky.
Yeah. Right. You know what? This guy has a lot of newspapers. This guy hasn't thrown out a newspaper since 1976.
And how many pairs of binoculars does he have?
He has newspapers from 1976. Yeah, he's counting the amount of times he's touching the doorknob. All right, here we go.
It's for a found fire hydrant.
It's for
Forgive
a what?
Me. Forgive me. My neighbor last night after midnight lugged.
Forgive me. Oh, Lord, forgive me. Please forgive me.
It's for
forgive
a what?
Me. Forgive me.
Oh, dear Lord, I beg you. This hydrant, forgive me.
Forgive me.
Oh, heavens. Don't put me in eternal damnation. Forgive me.
Forgive me.
I throw myself at your mercy.
My neighbor last night after midnight lugged into our condominium a fire hydrant. And I believe it must be stolen property if such a thing exists. So you're missing one, I can tell you where it is.
Okay, and what is your name?
I'm looking at a police report that I got a copy of for activity that last happened on May 4th, 2019. So there's some previous experience.
Is your neighbor that brought the fire hydrant in? What unit does he live in?
That would be unit 2.
2, okay. And do you know if they're home now?
I don't know if they're... Okay.
Where is the hydrant now? Is it in the common area?
No, I believe the hydrant is in his unit.
So how do you know this?
Or in your brain. Because after midnight, nothing good happens. Forgive me!
Forgive me.
So how do you know it's in there?
It's in there. Forgive me.
My neighbor's... Oh. A dog that can walk. My neighbor has as a dog with opposing thumbs?
I don't know if they're... Okay.
So where is the hydrant now? Is it in the common area?
No, I believe the hydrant is in his unit.
So how do you know this?
He lugged it in clanking and took it up the elevator here last night after midnight. And I opened the door and I said, Jake, what is that? Mm-hmm. And he said, it's my dog's fire hydrant. And it, though it was in a plastic bag, it clearly looked like a fire hydrant.
Wait a minute.
All right.
Hang on a second.
Even though it was in a Petco bag.
What? So all fire hydrants fit in plastic bags, of course.
Well, John, I mean, if you get a hefty, right, you can carry
easy
anything.
To carry that sumbitch in. Yeah,
it doesn't rip right through the bottom of it.
No. You take like a 2-ton fire hydrant.
That's right. This is a 2-ply bag, Rich.
Yeah, you just maybe put in more than one bag.
Oh, are we just completely overlooking that he's got some random police report from March 14th, 2019?
No, that's to the research. Back of the bus at the moment. Hang on a second.
The person on the phone just kind of blew that off.
Yeah, he thinks he and the man in the second unit, not best friends, but he had it in a plastic bag.
Of course he did.
And he said it was his dog's fire hydrant. Oh, no, this is the one the dog pees at outside. I'm going to bring it in so it starts peeing on it in the house.
Because I want to make sure my dog pees inside and not outside.
I'm training him to pee inside.
That's right.
So I took the whole effing fire hydrant and popped it.
JP, hello.
Hey, gentlemen, do we know if John Henry has a condo in Brookline? This guy sounds like John Henry, honest to God, Brookline, the city that keeps on giving. Like, you can't make this stuff up. Are you kidding me? Do the dispatches become alcoholics in like a week after taking this call?
I think you have to have a tremendous sense of humor.
Forgive me.
What is, this guy's got a lot going on. Forgive me.
Forgive
me. Yes, I will forgive you.
I will forgive you.
All right, let's hear the resolution here.
He lugged it in clanking and took it up the elevator here last night after midnight. And I opened the door and I said, Jake, what is that? Mm-hmm. And he said, it's my dog's fire hydrant. And it, though it was in a plastic bag, it clearly looked like a fire hydrant.
Okay. All right, we will send an officer over to you, okay?
Do you have any idea when that may be? Just because I'm going to take the dog out front for a walk. So I'll see somebody pull up and I'll do that.
He's not going to have anything to pee on the dog, because it's gone. Oh, my God.
Jesus.
And you got to send someone over.
Yeah. You have to. I mean, how many times do you think that these guys, it's Wayne again, or it's Bob. Although everyone says this is Bill Lumberg from Office Space.
What is that?
Yeah, well, I'm not sure what that is. What the hell was up with the report?
So there's some previous experience for activity that last happened on May 4th, 2019.
I like he has to know when they're coming over because he's going to be outside the front of his house with his dog.
I want to be there and see his face when you show up.
I want to see him in cuffs. I want to see you beat him with a baton.
Forgive me.
Oh, Lord, forgive me for what I'm about to do. I'm sending someone away for their lives. Eric, go ahead.
So a few things about fire hydrants, guys. First of all, they weigh about 350, 400 pounds. That's the first thing. So no individual is putting it in a bag and lugging it upstairs unless they're like He-Man.
Really?
Yeah, they're extremely, extremely heavy. They're cast steel. So besides that as well, to get the fire hydrant off the sidewalk is a major operation that takes a really long time and very special tools. Or you can hit it with a truck, break off the stem, get out your wrench, and unbolt it from the street. But I think you probably would have been caught doing that in the city of Brookline.
No, I think that you got the second part right. I think he took his car and rammed it and then put it in a plastic bag.
And took it up the elevator here last night after midnight. And I opened the door and I said, Jake, what is that?
He was right at the door.
Oh, yeah. He was never too far from the door.
Jake, what are you doing?
Jake, what are you doing? Oh, I'm stealing more fire hydrants.
What is that?
Oh, man. I mean, it's like these just get stranger and stranger and stranger.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. You're taking on chances.
Unbelievable.